Greetings, this is James Gillen on the As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network, and we've got some great shows coming up in the future here. I wanted to talk a little bit about what's happening here at the ranch. We just finished off the ambassador training, and quite a few people here, and they were just blown away with the consciousness and the energy and the ships that came to visit us. Just last night, I went out in about 10 minutes. I was with two or three people here, and I filmed seven undeniable ships. Four were massive light ships, and they powered up and lit the sky up. But that's going to be up on the East Eddy Stargate channel. It's getting crazy up here. There are so many ships and so many little telemeter ships, like a drone type things flying around here. The skies are full, so something big is getting ready to break. Watch the skies and stay in the heart. We are going to do an 11-11 gathering here as well, and then that'll top it off for the end of the season. It is getting pretty cold. The snow is going to be coming down here pretty quick, and as you know, we close down in the winter because it's just too hard to keep the gates open and the roads plowed and everything else. So anyway, as I said before, you know, watch the skies, stay in the heart, and get busy. A lot to do. Our guest tonight is Jeff. Is it Berwick or Berwick?
Berwick.
Berwick, great. And he's anarcho-capitalist, libertarian, freedom fighter against mankind's two biggest enemies, the state and the central banks. I think we definitely agree on that one. Jeff Berwick is the founder of the Dollar Violante, the host of popular radio podcast Anarchast. Jeff's a prominent speaker at many of the world's freedom investment and cryptocurrency conferences, including his own Anarchapulco. Can't wait to get down to that one. So he's well as a regular in the media, including CNBC, Bloomberg, and Fox Business. He also posts an exclusive content daily to the new blockchain based on social media network. It looks like Steemit, I guess. His background in the financial markets dates back to his founding of Canada's largest financial website, Stockhouse.com, in 1994. In the late 90s, the company expanded worldwide into eight different countries and had 250 employees and a market capitalization of $240 million. At the peak of the tech bubble, to this day, more than a million investors use Stockhouse.com for investment information every month. And he was the CEO from 1994 to 2002. When he sold the company afterwards, he went to live and travel the world by sailboat, but sank his boat in a storm off the coast of El Salvador. It's funny, I have a friend that did the exact same thing. And after being saved, clinging to a surfboard with nothing but a pair of surfing shorts, left all of his material possessions. He decided to live nowhere and travel the world as spontaneously as possible, with one overarching goal: see and understand the world with his own eyes, not through the lens of the media. He went on to visit nearly 100 countries over 5 years, and he did see things that no education could ever teach him. He met and spoke with a plethora of amazing people, and from self-made billionaires to some of the brightest minds in finance, as well as entrepreneurs from a broad range of backgrounds and locations, from tech companies in southern China to resource developers in Thailand, Russia, and Chile. He also read everything he could find out on how the world really works politically and financially, a pursuit he continues to this day. That education led him to become one of the biggest proponents of the permanent travel prior tax payer, PT theory. And he expatriated long ago from his country of birth, Canada, and considers himself a citizen of the world. And he's lived numerous locales since, including Los Angeles, Hong Kong, Bangkok, and Acapulco, Mexico. There's a lot more to the story, but I think we'll just bring that out with Jeff. So, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Now, I was reading a lot of the information that you had on here. It's a lot of people, they struggle with the definition, I guess, of what an anarchist it is. And I know, you know, people are getting a bad taste in their mouth with like Antifa and some of these other things that are you know, anti-Nazi, anti-fascist, but they seem to be be funded by a Nazi and they're fascist. But I mean, you have a whole different look at it, and you say another word for an anarchist is a volunteer. voluntarist, which means you believe all interaction between humans should be voluntary, not forced or coerced with violence or threats of violence. And I think that's a much better term. And I do believe all my life I've been fighting against this tyranny that's on this planet right now. And I really feel we are finally making headway, and it is going to implode in on itself. But I'd love to get your point on that, as well as the work that you're doing. And, you know, basically, you know, consider As You Wish Talk Radio as your show. You can talk about whatever you want.
Well, great. As far as anarchy goes, the word is actually two words, and without archy ruler. And a lot of people seem to think that means without rules. But of course, you can have as many private agreed upon rules as you want. But what it means is that people shouldn't be enslaved, because if you have a ruler, you are a slave. That's the there's no other way to describe it. And I can't believe a lot of people out there actually want to be slaves, but there actually is lots. And it's partially because they've gone through their 12 years in the government indoctrination camps called schools. And then they go home and turn on the television programming, and it's called programming for a reason. And they're told, this is all great. They're enslaved, but they're free. They live in the freest country in the world, but they're slaves. It's very confusing to a lot of them. And then they just drink a lot and kind of zone out. And that's what most people do. But you're right. The word voluntarist is a lot easier to explain to people because it's really in the word itself. And there hasn't been any sort of takeover of that word, which actually every other word has been taken over that I can think of. For example, the word liberal used to mean essentially a anarchist or a libertarian at the very least. And they took over that word, and now a liberal, I don't even know what it means. It's sort of crazy how they've twisted it so much, but it kind of means that you like Hillary Clinton, as far as I can tell, and you like the Democrats and stuff like that, which is weird. And as I was pointing out, the word anarchy, they've done that on purpose because they want people to think that anarchy is dangerous and scary. And so anytime there's any sort of riot or, as you pointed out, Antifa, which has nothing to do with anarchism, it's essentially Marxist, communist people. Mm-hmm. And if they go in Seattle and they break a window, they'll go, oh, it was anarchy in Seattle today. And then all the people on their television programming get all scared of anarchy and stuff like that. They do that on purpose because they don't want people to realize that there is another option other than being a slave, and it's being an actually totally free individual. Mm-hmm. And that would be one without a ruler. So the term voluntarist is a lot easier for people to kind of get their heads around because they don't have all that programming associated with it. And essentially, as you pointed out, just means you think that all transactions between humans should be voluntary. I don't think hardly anyone, except for real hardcore sort of tyrannical sort of people would, or sociopaths would say, that sounds generally fine. Yeah, well, of course I would want that. But people in their actions don't actually do that because the government, as we know it today, is essentially using force against people. How does it pay for itself? It uses taxes. That's just extortion. It's just another word for extortion or theft. And people have just been ingrained, oh, that's fine. And one of the founding fathers of the U.S. said that there's only two things for sure in life, and that's death and taxes. So that must be the case because he said that. And it's like, no, taxes are not the sure thing in life. You don't have to be extorted. Extortion is not a fact of life if enough people wake up to it. So again, the word voluntarist is quite good because essentially just says, hey, you shouldn't use violence against other people to get things you want if they're not hurting you or doing anything to you. And then when you go one step further and explain how that essentially negates the legitimacy of government, that's where people start to get hung up because they've been indoctrinated for so long and essentially brainwashed into this belief in government. And that's all it really is a belief, because government itself actually doesn't really exist. It's just really a lot of people walking around, some of them in costumes, doing massive crimes. That's all it is. And the only fact that people allow it and say, oh, well, that's government, that's, you know, good, and extortion is good, is just because they've been programmed and brainwashed. And as if we can get people to just wake up to that and see that cognitive dissonance in their head, and that's why people get really angry sometimes when they talk about these topics, because they hold two things in their head and they don't realize that a lot of their beliefs aren't actually their beliefs. They're actually programmed. So again, like, they've been brainwashed. And no offense to all the people out there who believe this stuff. I once believed in a lot of it as well, but I luckily woke up from it. And that's all we're trying to do now, is try to wake up as many people so that we can get this world into a much better place.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get very much argument from my audience. I do get I do get like hate mail every once in a while, but it usually comes from, you know, the controllers and the other people, you know, but, you know, it's pretty amazing. I've seen, the stuff going on right now is beyond crazy. I mean, it's, I can't even go there. It is so crazy. You know, I don't even know where to start with it. And I see these, I'm trying to think of what to say. That, well, everything is in reverse. Like, I wrote a book back in 1982, and it talked about these times. And what it said was that everything was going to be reversed. All the agencies were going to be doing exactly the opposite of what their mandate is or what they're supposed to be doing. And now you look at what's going on, and they are. I mean, you've got the Defense Department is actually the offense department. It's the brute squad for the corporations. You know, you've got the justice system is basically the injustice system. It's the just us system. Mm-hmm. You know, politics is just many blood-sucking organisms. You know, I can go on and on. But actually, that one was right. The definition was good on that one. But I mean, it's, you really look at everything that was set up to serve humanity, and that was its mandate, you know, to serve the people, has become an extreme disservice.
Yeah, and you could go on and on about how everything has been flip-flopped on purpose. You could say the education system does not educate anybody. It actually makes them so that they can't think and can't actually use their own mind. That's why when you're sitting there for your 12 years of government indoctrination camp, you're not ever asked to do anything creative. You're asked to memorize what they tell you, and they want that because they want a bunch of obedient slaves. And the entire education system has been started hundreds of years ago with the intention to create factory work and soldiers. That's the only purpose of it. And so they want you to be there on time. They ring that buzzer. It's all very Pavlovian. The whole school looks like a prison usually nowadays. And you go and you memorize all the mostly false information they want you to have in your head. And they'll never teach you anything important, like how the money system works, how central banking system works, how that's a big scam against humanity, of course, because they're the ones behind all this stuff. And you could go on and on. You could, you know, the medical system, so-called, or the health system, you could say, is mostly makes people sick. Most doctors today are instead of saying, hey, you got to change your diet or get some exercise, which is pretty much the cure to almost everything, they give them tons and tons of chemicals, which gets them, it actually doesn't cure the problem, it cures the symptoms. And then years later, they have more symptoms caused by those chemicals. And by the end of it, they've got a fishing tackle box size thing full of pills from pharmaceutical companies, and they're as sick as can possibly be. So yeah, this has been on purpose, a lot of this stuff. And, you know, even in the Bible and stuff like that, they talk about how Satan will make everything, the whole world is lies, you have you believing the opposite. I'm not a Bible scholar, obviously, but, you know, that kind of stuff was talked about. They talked about how this would all happen. And, you know, this has all happened. You pointed out, you wrote it in 1982. You weren't too far off from the book 1984, which was focused on the year 1984. That talked about that. That was decades before the 80s. And it we're well into 1984 right now. We're like in a mix between 1984 and Brave New World, which actually those were both buddies. George Orwell and Aldous Huxley were buddies, I think, at Oxford University, where a lot of these elitists go. They're both elitists. So they knew the elites, and they knew what their plans were. So I think what happened is George said, okay, I'm going to go write the real, the tyrannical sort of like boot stomping humanity's face forever sort of angle that they want to do. I'll do that one. And Aldous said, okay, I know the other part of their plan is to make people dumbed down, stupid, fill their heads full of just, you know, football games and beer. Not that there's anything wrong with football games and beer in general, but that is all part of the plan, is to get people just into that sort of a state where they're kind of happy about their slavery. And so, yeah, we've had both those come to fruition, and like completely, absolutely. And no one seems to realize it. Nobody seems to really care. You know, it's kind of crazy living in this world today when you live amongst so many brainwashed, enslaved people. It's very much like that movie They Live, where you put on the glasses and you see all the zombies. That's very much, and you know, I can't watch television or movies. I see all the propaganda. To me, it's just so blatant that I just can't ignore it, and I just can't get into the show, whatever it is, because I just see all this stuff, just like I'm wearing those glasses and They Live. And I'm like, I can't watch this. Like, how do people watch this? And not to mention, too, that life itself is way more interesting than any movie or any other book I've ever seen. In fact, as I pointed out, we're living through right now 1984 and Brave New World in real life, in 3D, and really good graphics. It's like, you know, a lot of people are watching like movies and stuff. I'm like, why are you watching that? This is way more interesting what you're going through right now. But they just don't see it whatsoever.
Yeah, I threw my TV set out in about mid-70s. I saw what it was and what it was doing. And actually, I was in commercial real estate at the time, and I had my own office and people working for me. And then I had a drowning, and I came back awake, and I just couldn't function in that world anymore, and I just walked away from it. And I found out that nature was the only thing that really supported me. And then I had to finally train myself to use a computer, you know, just to get the message out to people. But still, you know, I don't know what CNN is doing or things like that, because I know every time those guys speak, it's a lie, you know, so what's the point? You know, you'll have to watch it a couple times to figure that one out. But yeah, we call it the lamestream news, you know, but every once in a while I'll hear what they're doing. And again, that is completely reversed. It's like CNN was just a CIA front, and that came out in the NASA papers. The NASA papers said, we're going to use CIN as mind control product, you know, for the people. And, you know, if you really want to know about mind control, just watch CNN. It's totally reverse of everything that's really going on. And just take whatever they tell you and reverse it, and you'll have a good idea of what's happening on the planet.
Yeah, I'm like you in that I haven't had a television that I use for anything except for as a computer monitor for, I don't know, 20 years. I kind of sort of like saw what it was all doing way back then. And I think part of that has helped me quite a bit in sort of learning about what's actually going on in the world. Because I haven't had that just constant programming. And I know that when I'm in the U.S., which I actually don't go to very often because it's such a police state and such an unfree place and all that sort of stuff. But if I'm walking through an airport, they always have CNN on, of course. And I'll see it for even just like 5 or 10 seconds. And like my initial reaction as I look at it is my heart starts to race because the graphics are always going across the screen. They're like red alert warning. We're going to Wolf Blitzer's situation room. And he's like, oh, something bad just happened. Someone got the measles. And I'll just be looking at it. My heart will start racing. And then I'll actually listen to what they're talking about. And I'll be like, I'll look around at other people. I'll be like, they're actually listening to it like it's news, like it's real. Yeah. And even well, like, it's so funny because we kind of live in a world today where we have Donald Trump, who I'm no fan of. I think he's an elitist. He's no different than Barack Obama or George Bush or any of them. But he even says it's fake news. You have the president of the U.S. pointing out it's fake news. That's pretty good.
Well, kind of a half step in the right direction, you know. But I always tell people, you know, it'd be nice to have a Gandhi, but I don't think people are ready for a Gandhi. They need somebody that can go out there and just kick butt, you know. But I think this whole system needs to collapse. And something else needs to take its place. The you know, I cover a lot of the higher dimensional stuff, and most of the off-world civilizations, they don't have a monetary system, and you know, they lack for nothing. But they, you know, they have replicators and they have beam ships that'll take them anywhere in the galaxy, and they go wherever they want, and they live pretty simple, most of them. And it's more of a consciousness that has to be engaged before you can bring that kind of energy in. But, you know, I've held devices in my hand that one had 9 coils in it, and each coil put out 25,000 watts, and it was ice cold when it ran. That would solve all of our energy problems. And you can put these motors, you know, you can take out all the nuclear you know, places and just take these things and run the dynamos with them. It's you know, all the coal-fired plants, you can use that as well. And these things are all built. They're sitting on the shelf. They're ready to go. But again, we've got this tyranny program, and the powers that I call them the powers at war, because they are imploding on themselves, keeping all this from humanity.
Yeah, I call them the powers that shouldn't be myself. But talking about how humanity, you know, if we all advanced consciously, dramatically, yeah, there probably wouldn't be a need for money. But I like to point this out because a lot of people will bring this up and they'll be very anti-money and they'll say things like, oh, money's the root of all evil. It actually didn't even say that in the Bible. It said the love of money is the root of all evil. And as a person who likes free markets, and you could call me a capitalist, but again, that word's been skewed. I like the market. The market provides, right? Like we're talking right now through the internet, the market generally created that through these cameras, which are amazing, all created by the market. All this sort of technology we do have access to is all created by the market. All the fact that there's hardly anyone in the world starving today, despite what you might hear on CNN and all that, is because there's enough production being done by the market. So in general, like the market is good. And as a voluntarist, there's nothing involuntary about a transaction between two people. And a transaction between two people, any sort of transaction where there's no violence involved, so no government involved and no taxation and things like that, both sides always win. Otherwise, they wouldn't enter into the transaction, right? So the market itself is beautiful, in my opinion. Every single transaction, someone getting a haircut right now, someone buying a car, someone doing whatever they're doing, buying something, both sides believe they profited from the transaction. That's beautiful, in my opinion. So I do like to point this out because a lot of people who talk about these other dimensions and higher consciousness and all this sort of stuff, which I'm really into, by the way, especially the consciousness stuff, they say, well, we got to get rid of money. I'm like, well, you can't get rid of that right now. That's not going to go well, because the problem is that humans aren't consciously risen enough yet. And if you get, well, how are you going to get rid of money? First of all, the only way you could is to force people, right? So you're going to use violence to get rid of money. Forget that. You're talking the wrong thing here. But if you're talking about, hey, if we can help wake people up and they raise their consciousness and eventually we don't need money, great. And I'd be fine with that because it's all voluntary. But at this moment in time with human consciousness, it's actually very beneficial to the human race as a whole that we do have money. Otherwise, we'd be back in a barter system. Essentially, no one would leave their house very far, more than a mile or two away. There'd be no airplanes or cars or anything. And a lot of environmentalists might say, oh, those things are bad or whatever. But the market can also fix those things as well. So, you know, this is a topic of discussion that I hear every now and then about that we should really want humanity to get rid of money. But forcing humanity to get rid of money will just send us essentially back to, I don't like to use the word dark ages, because I believe all history we've been told is a lie, and I don't believe anything that they say happened. I wouldn't want to really live in the world without money, because we wouldn't have any of the things we have today. And I like a lot of those things, and I'm not saying I want to force those things on anyone, but you know, I think most people would agree that they like a lot of the things they have. It's nice to have an air conditioner in this hot climate. It's nice to have a refrigerator so your food doesn't go bad in, like, you know, 12 hours or something like that, so you don't have to go out and farm all day and stuff like that. And I think most people would agree with that. And so that's just, you brought up that point about money, and I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. It's like, I don't think we're ready yet for that. And, you know, until we do have replicators and free energy and it's in everybody's household, you know, that's not going to happen, you know, unless we've got something to travel and get our transportation needs met and things like that. You know, that's not going to happen. You know, that's a ways out. The, you know, I always say, you know, evil is the root of all evil, you know, period. You know, it's like, you know, it's the consciousness behind, you know, whatever you're doing or using. You know, does it match universal law? Is it, you know, we have an old Cherokee saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good, you know, you know, I like to go by that, you know, by my nature, I'm all for the awakened healing process you know, money going back into service and things like that. And I live pretty simply, and I'm totally fine. I don't have any, that drive, you know, to get uber rich or anything else. You know, it's not important to me anymore. And people see me do that all the time. I just, you know, money comes in one hand, it goes out the other, and it goes out to help other people. But, I wouldn't expect everybody else to do that, because it comes with, you know, consciousness. In a way, you reach a certain level of consciousness and you realize everything's connected, you know, and we're all one. But one thing I really look at, and I'm just blown away, as you're saying before, that people have been so programmed and so trained, and they're part of this, I call it the draconian grid, you know, that all of the lack and you know, being enslaved through dependency, you know, the lack is manufactured, all these things, when you look at what they found, just said like $500 trillion was missing. You know, was the latest number $500 trillion. I mean, that could help quite a few people out. You know, and so I think until we find out where this money is going and where it's being siphoned off and who to, and put into that, you know, that's something that definitely. Yeah, and we're going to have to go to the head of the dragon. Forget about the toes. You know, we just see the toes and the smoke. But, you know, until we take care of something like that, this program is going to continue.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what number you were talking about, but definitely the pentagram, as I call it, the Pentagon, said on September 10th, 2001, that they were missing $2.3 trillion. And then the next day, the accounting budget department of the Pentagon blew up. They said a plane hit it, but not one camera at the most secure building in the world caught it. Then they've come out recently and they said they're missing about $6 trillion now. Anyway, these numbers, you can't even imagine how big these numbers are. But that's essentially, people just need to realize we are all enslaved in the system. It's very much like the movie The Matrix in many ways. Essentially, they control most things, and they essentially own all the people, and that's what taxation is. So we're all enslaved into this system, and they just siphon off all of our wealth that we create through our endeavors. Everyone who, for example, if you grow a apple orchard, you just created some wealth, right? You just created a bunch of apples that didn't used to exist. But then the government comes around and takes about half of it, and then there are other regulations, and their central banking steals away the value of the money you got. At the end of the day, you're left with almost nothing. That's exactly how the system's set up. They do allow some people to get ahead a little bit, but it's very rare. Usually it's people like Donald Trump who are actually inside the system. They become billionaires because they are work within the system to do all those things. But people just need to realize that all of the wealth of most of humanity today that is created, all of our creativity, all of our energy, all of our work is stolen, and we don't know where a lot of it goes. You pointed out, we just really don't know. We know it goes into black ops. We know it goes into things that are sort of controlled by the CIA. And Mossad and MI6 and people like that, but we really don't know exactly. But essentially, what they're doing is taking all that wealth. Like, the world would be so much more peaceful and prosperous than we could ever imagine if we didn't have government and central banks, because they take most of the wealth. At this moment in time, thanks to technological advance and things like that. We already should all be like not really needing to work like this. And you pointed out free energy devices. These have been all made sure through the patents, which is government violence against people trying to use ideas. They will actually go in and shut things down if you try to get close to some of these free energy devices. Now, thanks to the internet, we'll be able to get that information out more now. And I'm expecting some huge things to happen. In fact, Foster Gamble, who spoke at our conference last year at Narcopoco, said he can't come this year because he's very close on getting a few of them sort of out into the world, essentially. If we didn't have this sort of matrix system, this system of control and complete human slavery, literally no one would really have to work all that hard if they didn't want to. Now, a lot of people like to work. I personally like to do some sort of work. Absolutely. My work just happens to be more with a microphone and with my fingers on a keyboard. But for example, I'll give an example. I'm here in Mexico and my maid just came up and she's sort of an older lady. She's in her 60s and she's become just like a part of our family. And she said to me today, I just came up today, because my wife's been away on a trip, and she said, "You're leaving on a trip tomorrow too?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "Every time you leave or your wife leaves or your son leaves, I'm so sad." And she was like very serious about it. Like it's so hard on her that we leave. And I'm like, that's so amazing, you know, and like she just likes being a maid. Like she's good at it and she does a great job. She's become part of our family. And I think even if we didn't have to do these sort of things, she'd still like to come by and clean up around the house and talk to us and all that kind of stuff. So like, yeah, there definitely would be still lots of stuff happening. People would still be working. There'd still be like probably hockey players and football players making lots of money, and people would want to go and watch them, and then they need people to work. But if you didn't want to, you really wouldn't have to if all this money wasn't stolen from everybody. So that's the thing that I really always just try to get across, is trying to wake people up. You know, if we just get rid of government and central banks, we'll have peace and prosperity on earth like we've never known it. And talking about the peace part, that's all the wars, all the oppression in the 20th century. hundreds of millions of people were killed by their own government, and that's not even including the wars. And the wars are all made up. They're bankers' wars. They get together like literally like a game of Risk, and they go, okay, what are we going to do this time? They're like, okay, let's make these guys kill 100 million of these guys for no reason whatsoever. And they profit on both sides of it. And this is the Rothschilds, the Bush mm-hmm. crime family, all kinds of people are very involved in this. Of course, the entire military industrial complex now. So yeah, it's just like, when are people going to wake up to all this? And if they do wake up, we're going to have a world of peace and prosperity like we've never known it. If we don't wake up though, and we just keep going down and down and down, we'll have a world of tyranny like we've never known it. So that's really what the stakes are in just the next few years. We're not talking about decades or centuries. We're talking the mm-hmm. next 5 or 10 years, this is all going to happen.
Yeah, I was just looking on the internet. I've got to pull that up again. But the latest number they just came up with was 500 something trillion dollars, as they can't account for it. It's some ridiculous number of money, you know. And it started out with 3 or 4 trillion, and then it went up to, think, 16 trillion. And then Catherine Austin Fitz came out with a new number that was, I'm not sure what it was. It was something like, it was 60 trillion. And now the latest thing, I guess they've hacked a bunch of other things. And the new, I mean, it's astronomical. The money that has been siphoned off is beyond imagination. But again, if you took that money and put it back into infrastructure and back into, you know, the people's hands, we'd all be abundant. You know, we could.
That's my point exactly, right?
We could relax, you know.
Yeah, that's my point exactly. If you just, with that money wasn't stolen, that's all government does. And the people need to realize the government is your oppressor, it is your enslaver. So when they're on television and they're going, hey, vote for me and I'll do this, you need to realize you don't vote for any of these people. You want to get rid of them as soon as possible. You want them to be gone. If we actually could do that, as you pointed out, like, look at the tax rate. It's like 50%, and that's not even included. There's literally thousands of taxes now in the U.S., one of the least free countries in the world now, with capital gains tax, dividends tax, hotel tax, cigarette tax, alcohol tax. Literally, there's thousands of them. By the end of it, if you really add up the numbers for your average person who doesn't make a lot of money, they're probably having 60, 70, 80% of their wealth that they create stolen from them, and it all goes into all these other places. And the government tells you, oh, we're going to do stuff and it's going to help you. They take a few percent of that and put it in. You just have to look at the roads in a place like the U.S. Yeah. And you just do the numbers. It's like, well, the total U.S. government budget, which is about $4 trillion now per year, I think the total spent on roads is a few billion or something, right? So they're mm-hmm. spending like 0.01% of the money. And they're like, well, and if you ask a lot of people, you're like, why do you need governments? They're like, the roads. It's like, that's like 0.1% of the money that they steal. Where's the other 99.9%? They're like, well, I'm sure they're doing something for our protection. No, they're not. You need to wake up and stop it.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out, if all that money wasn't stolen, just imagine how wealthy everyone would be. And a lot of people might think, oh, well, then everyone's going to have a Lamborghini. No, they wouldn't, because everyone would have a lot more money. So the prices of those things, you know, these things would always go up in value in price. If everyone's got $1 billion, a Lamborghini's not still going to cost $300,000. It's going to cost $300 billion because of demand, supply and demand. This is basic economics that no one knows because they don't teach it in school. But what would happen, as we pointed out, is if you didn't really want to work very hard, you wouldn't have to. And that's not the case today in a place like the U.S. where you have the mother and the father working sometimes 2 or 3 jobs just to pay their taxes.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, it's unbelievable how much is siphoned off. And I know they're starting to track this. You know, a lot of it goes to England, you know, a lot of it goes to the Pope and, you know, the Queen, and then it goes into the defense, you know, department and things like that. And I know they took the gas tax, you know, everybody's going, hey, what's this gas tax? You know, there's billions of dollars in this gas tax fund. And then Bush siphoned those off for the war, you know, and that's where Congress wasn't going to fund the war. And he goes, oh, that's all right, we got the money. You know?
Yeah, and if they don't do it that way, they do it through inflating the currency, which is the hidden tax that no one still understands, and they don't realize that's how they get a lot of their money. That's why the central banking system is the root of power of all these people, and that's why things like Bitcoin are so great, because they could take away that power away from them. But yeah, they have to do is just inflate the currency and give it to their buddies, which is all they do all the time. They gave in 2008 something like $10 trillion to all their friends, nothing to us, but to their friends, and that all that does does is devalue the value of every single other dollar out there. So you can have $1,000 under your mattress, but that's going to be worth $900 in a couple of years, and it's going to be worth zero in 10 years probably,
yeah,
all because of inflation. So they rob at every level.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know a lot of people invest in gold and silver. What do you think about those programs?
Well, I think it's excellent as far as protecting yourself from this system, because as we've seen, gold and silver are excellent hedges against inflation. So as they increase the money supply, which is what we just talked about, and the value of everything, the price of everything goes up, and the value of all the existing dollars goes down. So you're a complete fool to hold dollars or any other fiat currency for an extended period of time, because it's always going down in value because they're always printing more. So to have things like gold and silver, excellent hedges against it, obviously. And if people would start to use things like that more and more as money, which of course they outlawed a long time ago in the U.S., mm-hmm. land of the free, in 1933, they said that no Americans can own gold or silver in the land of the free. And they couldn't until the 1970s again. And they took all the gold backing away from the dollar with the takeover of the U.S. by the banksters in December 23rd, 1913, with the founding of the Federal Reserve, the same year when they founded the income tax. There was no income tax before that. There was still roads. There was still a militia. There was still lots of stuff. People just, they don't know because they don't teach them this in school. So people just need to wake up and do their own research. But that's the other thing. They try to keep everyone so busy and so impoverished that they're just working nonstop. And when they're finally done with their two jobs and they go home and they're just so exhausted, yeah, who wouldn't want to put your feet up and watch a football game and drink a beer for an hour before you have to go back to sleep and get back to work? A lot of people just don't have time to look into this mm-hmm. stuff. And that's all part of their plan again. But yeah, as far as ways to protect yourself and profit, gold has been one of the best investments since the year 2000. Not a lot of people realize that. It's gone up. It was $200 in the year 2000. It's now $1,200. So that's six times in price, 500% in 15, 16 years, that's not bad at all. And it's been one of the best investments. That's better than the stock market. It's better than a lot of things. But they never tell you that on CNBC, which is all part of the television programming, which is all part of the government propaganda. Yeah, absolutely. People should definitely own gold and silver. I've been buying a lot recently. I think it's going to go up a lot. I haven't said this in a couple of years, by the way, but I think we're just about at the part where it's going to go up a lot. I've actually owned mostly cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin over the last few years, which has gone up 1,000% in the last year. So, yeah. Because I can see what's going on. It's just so obvious. Like a lot of people say, how do you keep doing this? How do you know what's going to happen? It's like, because it's obvious. Like if you pay attention, it's obvious what's going to happen. If you understand economics, if you understand how things work, if you understand how politics sort of works, but actually what it really is, if you understand how the central banks are actually one of the biggest scams against humanity and understand how it affects things, it's all obvious what's going to happen. So yeah, gold, silver, Bitcoin, they're all going to go up. The U.S. dollar is going to go to zero in the next few years. All fiat currencies will. And the globalists will try to bring in a one world currency, one world government under the United Nations. This is all obvious. This is completely obvious. There's no debate about it if you know anything, but most people just don't know. So hopefully if they're watching this video or listening on the radio right now and you don't know this stuff, hopefully you pay more attention to these sort of things.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a basic formula. It's obvious. And then if you know who the players are and you know their goals, I always tell people, I said, just, read Agenda 21, know who the New World Order is, what their agenda is. And then everything laying out happening here, you'll understand why it's happening, who's really behind it, and everything else. It's a no-brainer, especially, I've kind of kicked this Las Vegas thing, down the road quite a bit with this one. I don't know how much more to get people to wake up on that one. I just saw some new footage, which showed a helicopter with a gun on it, just totally firing on the crowds. And that's where, and all these witnesses are saying there's gunshots coming from everywhere. And I kept getting closer and closer to them. It was moving, So, you look at all this stuff, and then you had 17 ambulances taking people, out of Hooters and all the different, there's obviously, just by the sound of the shots, it's a no brainer. There was multiple shooters there.
And, it was a classic false flag. It was just exactly by the books, exactly like all the other ones. Sandy Hoax, the Boston Marathon fake bombing, 9/11, which wasn't at all fake, but it was a total false flag. you know, these, it's just, you look at the way they do these things, it's just obvious now. I just wait for them. And it was like, okay, do they have any witnesses who heard multiple shots and are they dead now? Yes. Yeah. Okay, check. like you just go down the checklist of things that they always do. And have they come out and said that we have to regulate guns now? Yes, check. Okay. As you pointed out, were there a lot of crisis actors? Did we spot them? Yeah, they were all at the Hooters there. I didn't even look into this one. Like, it was, it's so obvious now. It's just, I don't even bother anymore. The one that kind of interests me, I don't know if you've talked about it too much, I just started looking into these wildfires and how, the cars are like melted down to almost nothing, and there's trees that are burning from the inside, and all of this surrounded by greenery and shrubbery that's not burnt whatsoever. So I'm sure you've probably looked into, I'm just starting to look into, I'm like, okay, they've done something kind of new here this time.
Yeah, we've covered that. And also too, you know, they took a thermometer and they would aim it at in the shade, you know, it would say 79 degrees. And then they would aim it at the top of the house, and it was, or a deck or something, and it was 179 degrees. You know, how do you get a 100 degree difference? And so something is irradiating, you know, heating things up. And I think it's even more than that. It's some kind of microwave technology or whatever. But, you know, you can't melt steel. What is it? Something like 2,600 degrees or something, or for steel to melt and things like that. And these things are just puddles, you know, they're, yeah, you know, like you're saying, cars are torn in half and things like that. Obviously, it was some kind of a beam weapon, you know, whether it be microwave or something else. And I thought it was amazing too, is they just found out that all of these areas, even the roads, that the places were totally destroyed, all the homes destroyed there, they were all earmarked for this new Agenda 21 housing. So a lot of the places that were destroyed, they found these maps and everything, and they're all set up to where they're going to come and bulldoze these places down and build, you know, all these little cubicles for all the worker bees to live in and things like that. And
our future homes.
Exactly. You know, and so, I mean, it's, when, you know, people should be outraged when they look at that and they look at the addresses and the streets, and it's the houses that were destroyed are all within those blocks. You look at that and you go, oh my God, you know, undeniable. You know, this is, you can't miss it.
Called the New World Order urban planning. that's how they do things now. It's just like, whamp, they just like stamp it out, whatever they want. And you brought up steel melting. Well, obviously on 9/11, we found out that physics just stops working every now and then. It just,
yeah. You
know, but no one seems to notice, no one seems to care.
Yeah, it's amazing. As soon as I saw 9/11 and then everything, you know, they took the CNN footage of the planes hitting the building, and you see the plane's wing go right through another building before it hits the building. And you go, God, this is really bad CGI. This is terrible CGI.
It was pretty good at the time, 2001. I have to give them some props. You know, the technology's advanced a lot since then. But, you know, they did a pretty good job. You know, I didn't even catch on to it for a few years afterwards. So I have to say that they did a decent job. But once you look into it, it was, you know, I think some things went wrong as well. Like World Trade Building 7 just collapsing into its own footprint without a plane hitting it. I think something was supposed to happen. Maybe that plane that didn't actually go down in the field in Pennsylvania, maybe that was supposed to hit that building or something, but it didn't. So they're like, well, I'll just pull it down anyway. No one will notice. And most people didn't notice. World Trade Center Building 7, most people have never even heard of.
Yeah, I agree. I tell you what's really funny. My volume just went down by itself. So I thought that's kind of interesting. We get a lot of my last computer had every agency on the planet in it, you know, other countries, everything. It was unbelievable. I actually had to just get rid of the computer altogether. The guys just said that this thing is so corrupted, it's not fixable. But you know, I'm watching all these weird little things happen, you know, with my technology. And of course I know I'm being monitored. They monitor everything. But I imagine this show, they're very curious as to what's going to be talked about on this one. But, you know, as far as the future, what do you kind of see happening in the future? Where do you think we're going to go with all this?
Oh, man, tough question. As I pointed out, I think it could go either way at this moment in time, as far as going towards total tyranny, if they continue to win in many different areas, or we could go towards total freedom and have peace and prosperity and almost heaven on earth if we can get rid of governments and central banks. And things like the internet have helped so much with that. And then things that have been built on top of the internet, things like cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin, are really threatening the central banking system right now, and that is the nexus of their power. If they lose that, they lose most everything, because you won't be able to have big governments if you don't have central banks. And if you don't have big governments, then you don't have big tax bases, and you can't steal most of people's money. Pretty quickly, people will start to go, well, why do we even have government at all? And it'll be pretty much gone. We might have small local governments or whatever it might be, but it won't be this giant $1 trillion per year government with massive war machine like the U.S. government, things like that. It'll be really, really small, and that's where they have most of their power. So it's really interesting. That's why I really work so hard right now, because I think we're in the last final stage of which way it's going to go. And if I had to bet or guess, I would say that...
Whoops, we lost you there.
Yeah, we might take a while, like 5 or 10 more years, which isn't actually all that long. But they're being exposed too much right now. There's too much independent media out there, as you pointed out. A lot of that stuff you brought up about Las Vegas, that's all from private people just taking videos. We all have access to that now. So like, they always talk about their all-seeing eye at the top of the pyramid. It's right on the back of the $1 bill, for crying out loud. But we literally have 14 billion eyes. There's 7 billion people, most of them with two eyes, in the world, and most of them have a camera now. So we can go out there and expose all this if people are aware that there's stuff to be exposed. So I really think that we could win this. But we're going to see how it happens. They're not going to go down without a major fight. There will be probably nuclear bomb type false flag attacks if it gets bad enough. They might try to shut down the internet. They might try to turn off all the power. They've talked about this all, by the way. This is not stuff I'm just making up. Like one of the couple congressmen keep talking about nuclear bombs going to go off in the U.S. And then they talk about the internet kill switch in Congress all the time. They also talk about NATO, the North Atlantic Terrorist Organization, talks about there's going to be an EMP attack inside the U.S. and they're bolstering down for it. It's going to be the Russians. It's all BS what they're saying, but they might actually do it to their own people, which is, they are truly the enemy. Most Americans, it's so sad. They stand up for their football game and they get mad when someone doesn't stand up for their special song. And it's like, stand up for our song, because that's our flag. Oh yeah, whose flag is it? It's the government's flag. And why would you ever like want to support them? They are your complete and total enslavers. They spend all day trying to tell you that you have to be worried about Russia or North Korea or all these other boogeymen, the Al Qaeda, which all created by the CIA, and just because they want people to continue to be enslaved under them. The biggest, by far, like nothing even comes close. The biggest threat to all Americans is the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve. And if they can wake up to that, then we have a whole new world. And if they don't, then we're going to go further down. So it's a back and forth. It's a battle of the ages right now. And the beautiful thing about it to me is, on the freedom side, is all of our stuff is done without violence. So a lot of people used to talk about anarchists or voluntaries or anything, but they used to say anarchists. Well, they just want to violently take over the government and get rid of it. It's like, well, yeah, there was some anarchists in the past who wanted to do that, but we don't have to do that anymore. It's actually a battle of ideas. It's a battle of consciousness. It's a battle of waking up. Even, I don't like Alex Jones very much at all, but his thing, InfoWars, is quite true. It is an info war. If we can get enough information out there and wake enough people up, then these things go away without a shot really being fired. And if we don't, then we head towards more and more tyranny, more pat downs, more security, more taxes, more, you know, just you can't do anything, regulations, all that sort of thing. And we just get worse and worse. I think in the end, the good wins in the end, but it's not going to be easy and it's not going to happen all that quickly. It's going to take a while and it's going to be hard.
I agree. And, you know, people have to do their part. You know, they need to wake up. Everybody, that's the whole program. You know, they create these false saviors, and it's always an external savior. You know, it's either like, you know, I always tell people, oh yeah, there's ETs out there and things like that. What, they didn't make the mess. You know, why should they come clean it up? You know, they'll inspire us, and they'll kind of inspire us and help us in certain ways and raise consciousness. But, you know, we really need to clean this mess up, you know, and it's, and, you know, but, you know, there was a lot of intervention on a negative side to get us in the position we are. So I'm all for let's remove out all the intervention, you know, the negative intervention. Let's educate the people and teach them how to heal themselves, how to lead themselves, you know, how to, you know, live a life, a very spiritual life in harmony with each other and the planet. You know, and that's the only way we're going to evolve these things. But, you know, they've got their planned opposition installed in so many places right now that you don't even know who has the white hat anymore or who has the black hat. It's like it's all one big psyops.
Yeah, they do that on purpose. We mentioned they have trillions of dollars of budget. So they literally infiltrate almost everywhere, and they will actually bring up controlled opposition so many times. So I don't want to name names because I'm not 100% sure on a lot of them, but there is a lot of the people in the alt media that are, or even in the sort of the media. I'll name a couple that I'm not sure about, WikiLeaks and Edward Snowden. I don't know if they're controlled opposition or actually good guys. I wouldn't be surprised if they are controlled, because that's what they do. So they put all these people out there. And for example, one of the things about WikiLeaks that I don't like is they never mention 9/11 or anything like that. And so I'm like, okay, so maybe they're controlled. So they're just releasing some things. They'll release a few things that make people think that there is this opposition out there, and mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. And yeah, that's what they do. They generally do all those things. They want people as confused as possible. I think it was one of the CIA directors from the 1950s, I believe, or maybe 70s, maybe it was more recent, maybe even 80s, who said that our job will be complete when every single thing that Americans believe is totally wrong. That's their goal. They want to put out all, and that's why it's so good to turn off your television, all these things, because it's just constantly blasting all this stuff to keep you confused, to give you wrong information. Really, if you really want to get the real information, is mostly just close everything, go sit out in the forest, and go inside your own head and meditate, and you'll get most of the answers and almost everything you need to know just from something like that. You're not going to get it from the external for the most part, because they're just constantly bombarding you with information, and most of it's wrong, and infiltrating and starting up all kinds of conflicts constantly. You brought up Antifa earlier. They'll start that up. Like, Antifa is generally George Soros's group, and then you got like a bunch of sort of neo-Nazi sort of guys. It's like 50 of them, and then a lot of the other media will try to make a big deal of that, and they're like, look, it's the Nazis versus Antifa, and we gotta all be worried. It's like 50 guys on one side and 50 George Soros guys on the other. It's like, but they blow it out of proportion that people get all scared, and it's like they just keep paying their taxes. Well, thank goodness we have the police. And it's like, oh, so yeah, they'll continue to do that. That is their MO. Their MO is all violence, fraud, debt, and lies. And the freedom side's MO is all truth and peace and voluntarism. And what do? They try to make us look like we're the crazy ones, like we're the bad ones. That's what they mm-hmm. do.
Exactly. I know a lot of these, if you look at the weather warfare, and we just see massive chemtrail activity here, and everybody starts getting sick afterwards. But, you know, all these hurricanes, they're proving now that they were steered. And it's very easy to just heat, you know, take HAARP, you heat up the atmosphere in front of the hurricane, the air rises, it pulls it forward, and you can steer that hurricane anywhere you want and stall it. And so what do they hit? Texas. Texas is probably one of the states that's providing the most resistance of any other state. So now they need all this federal funds to help dig out after the hurricane, you know, and dry out. You know, so you really, if you know the big picture and you watch this, it all makes sense. But if you don't understand, you know, the technology they have and how they operate and what they're doing, you know, you buy into this, oh, poor victims, this, you know, and we got to give more money. Yeah, the federal government, they got to come in and help out and this. And I think it's great that they are helping the people. There are a lot of people that need a lot of help there. But I think if you go to the head of the dragon again and find out who is steering these hurricanes and stop it there, that's when you're going to have a solution.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we've been talking about. We have to get rid of governments. Big government and central banks is the sort of the head. That's their main sort of tools of control. Mm-hmm. And if we can get rid of those, then everything will just be great. It's awesome. You know, it's just amazing that most people just don't get it. But that's what they do. They confuse people as much as possible and keep them working. And so they don't have time to think about these things.
I agree. Hey, we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately. I'll have to get you back on the show again because I know we can go a lot further into this. But now you've got the major event coming up in Acapulco. Maybe you may give us the information on that, on how people can find out about the conference there and the best way to get in touch with you.
Sure. The conference is called Anarchapulco. It's kind of hard to spell Anarchapulco. But if you type it in Google, you'll probably find it. It's the world's largest voluntarist conference. So it's all people talking about all these sort of things that we've been talking on this show about how we can get the world to that peaceful, prosperous, and liberty-based sort of world. And we're actually doing it in many ways. And so many people who come and speak at the conference are world changers. I mentioned Foster Gamble earlier. There's Gilbert Griffin. There's people creating cryptocurrencies, which could take out the central banks. All of the people there are just trying to get rid of this world of slavery. And it's a great event on the beach. It's 4 days, February 15th to 18th in Acapulco, Mexico. And it's a great event. You just check it out at anarchapulco.com. We also have the Dollar Vigilante Internationalization and Investment Summit the day after on February 19th. And that's more finance, economics, and investments oriented in how we can make profit from what's going on, as well as survive, which is also another big topic, as we reach the end of this system, because it's going to be a lot of chaos and a lot of things going on. So people really need to be aware at this moment in time.
I agree. Edward Griffin called me, actually. I was talking to him, and I had him on my show, and he was the one that mentioned you. He said, you got to come down here and check out this event down here. And I said, well, I will. I'll look into it. And I know my brother met you. I don't know if you remember Jay Gilliland and Chantal. She has the Mariposa Spa down there. They're doing all kinds of cancer treatments and things like that. But they kept pushing it over and over. You got to find out about this. You got to find out about this. And so that's how I got in contact with you. But I totally support everything you're doing there, and keep up the great work. And if we can do anything to help, let us know.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. It's James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network signing off. Have a great evening.